Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, we sense the mounting tension that we end up in the Lord's Passion, as Jesus confronted the hostility from many people in Jerusalem. They were ready to kill him, and he confronted them on this. Why are you trying to kill me? What reasons do you have? Now, this shows us how strong Jesus was. He persisted in calling them to conversion. And while many would say that human discourse is only a facade for shady goals that people have, it seems that Jesus kept using and trusting reason as a way to arrive at what is true and just. The particular argument he used in this passage was an implicit, though very clear, admission of his divinity. His opponents were ready to stone him because he was putting himself in the place of God. And Jesus didn't clarify, "I didn't mean that." He argued that if human beings had been called gods in a derivative sense, because they were vested with some activity or authority that belongs to God, then he could certainly use divine titles. Next, Jesus told them that to judge about his claims, they had to look at his works. And by works here, we should understand primarily his miracles, the signs of his divine power, but also the kind of life Jesus led, his character. The Lord's argument was that they had to look at the fruits in his life and recognize then what kind of tree he was. If the fruits pointed to a divine origin, then they shouldn't refuse to believe. But as he says elsewhere, the reason many didn't believe in him was because their works were evil. Their judgment was morally compromised. But they wouldn't admit it. They said, "How can we be sure? How can you say these things?" Now, to bring this home, could something similar happen to us? We have seen God's goodness and received different signs of his power. But we may find ourselves still questioning or doubting because we find some aspect of conversion challenging. Or we may struggle with feelings of inadequacy, lack of motivation, anger, or passions that get out of hand. Or with something that doesn't turn out right, or with some personal struggle. When you hear Jesus responding in this way to those who didn't trust him, can you imagine the Lord reasoning with you along similar lines? What would he say to you?